Do you want to be a podcaster? Ready to say hello to more of being able to record podcasts without technology complication than every other podcaster? If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. No, really, it's free. There's a creation tool that allows you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then what Anchor does for you is they distribute your podcast so it can be heard on platforms like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. I think that's key. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So what are you going to do? How about this? Do like I did and download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM. That's Anchor FM, ANCHOR.FM. Again, ANCHOR.FM, and get started like the rest of us. Welcome back to the Impact Secrets Podcast Show. If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast Show, welcome to the family, to my existing family, arms extended wide to you. Thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and personal development. I am your humble host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks, that just means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. Today's topic or episode is called Masterpiece Mindset. Masterpiece Mindset. You see, I call them my heroes of entrepreneurship. And one of my heroes I'm going to talk about today is Master P, or his government name, Corey Miller. And what I like about Master P is his impact to Black society that a lot of people sleep on. Because just imagine this. You just lost your job. You have about $500 to your name. But in the meantime, while you were working your 9-to-5, you were building a podcast. And your podcast really started to become extremely successful, in which where people were tuning in and you were getting a lot of views, and you were still learning the aspects of, you know, of kind of monetizing it in a sense. But you were providing a lot of value. And someone comes to you and says, hey, I'd like to offer you $1 million for you just to host your podcast on my platform. You're like, okay. Now keep in mind, the key components here is you have $500 to your name. You just lost your job. And you're sitting in this meeting with this executive. And so the executive says, I want to offer you $1 million for your podcast. For you to do, we'll do a 3-year deal for $1 million. Here's the contract. Now, because you're not legal savvy, but you know how to read, so you begin to read the contract and you notice that they have 100% complete ownership. So that doesn't sit right with you. So since it doesn't sit right with you, you're like, well, is this really a good deal? But I don't have a job. I don't have anything financially coming in as far as financial resources. This is my only asset, my podcast, in which, yeah, I'm not making any money off it, but I am providing value to the people, in which, because I have provided so much value in the beginning, that when I do ask for something, I do believe, and I know that they will be willing to pay for it, because of the simple fact that I didn't ask for anything and they were able to, because I'm getting emails and DMs and all type of communication of them telling me, hey, this helped change my life, or how I or help change the way that I looked at things. Thank you. I was thinking about killing myself, and that particular episode that you had really talked me off the ledge and made me believe and know that there's something greater and bigger inside of me, and that I'll be taking away something from the people that need to understand the quality of living life more each and every day. So again, we're back in this conference room with the exec, and they offer that. So you're reading again and you're like, oh man. So you tell the exec, hey, you know what? Listen, I need to go over this information or this contract. And after I go over the information, you know, then we'll finish our conversation. But let me go grab some lunch. And the exec tells you, hey, listen, I could tell you're a little hesitant, but I'm offering you $1 million. And this deal ends at the close of business. So now, not only did they explain the offer, they put a scarcity strategy, in which it forces you to think, do I want to go back home and live the lifestyle that I was living, or do I want to live a new lifestyle? Tough question. Because again, remember, you got $500 in your bank, no job, and of course, you know you have bills, whether it's your rent, mortgage, whatever it may be, car, all those things. With $500 left, what will you do? You see, this is the story that I'm telling is really similar to what I heard Master P talk about. You see, Master P created a label called No Limit. And that actual title alone of the label lets you know of his mindset, No Limit. Meaning that you're not going to put a ceiling on what I can or can't do. I'm not going to allow you to dictate my success. How dare you put me in a box? I am the one that steps outside the box and doesn't come back. Master P goes on to tell a story of how he had $500 in his pocket. He was with his brother, and as they're in this meeting with the exec offered him the $1 million deal. Now, if you're familiar with projects, they're basically a living in an area where everything is literally close. Like, you have people on the right, left, top, bottom of you, and it's really all compact together. Like, it's close. And there's a lot of trials and tribulations as far as, you know, people trying to survive and live. So that means by any means necessary. So he had to make a decision. Do you want to go back and live and continue to live in that environment and basically bet on yourself? Or do you want to take this money and never have to worry about coming back and getting your family out of that situation? But you don't own anything. And he decided that he was not going to, well, let me say this. The exec told him, hey, if you don't come, you know, if you, he said, I'm going to go to lunch. And when I go to lunch, you know, I'll, you know, basically come back. He said he got on an airplane after he left that office and left. And his brother turned to him and said, are you crazy? Why would you leave? That's $1 million we got on the table. That's ours. And just imagine, could you, if you just stop for a moment and imagine your Master P right now. And you probably at that time was probably thinking all the things you can do with that money to help family out, to help friends, to start creating, you know, other businesses, to start investing in things. But to get on that airplane and walk away from that money to create and build your own and build it and focus on building a partnership rather than just building a employeeship. Ooh, I like that. You wanted to build a partnership. A lot of people wouldn't have done that. And it's shown that a lot of people haven't done that. And I looked at it from both sides, family, because I said, if that would have been me, would I have taken $1 million knowing in the situation that I'm in? That's rough. That is a hard question to answer. Because you're putting in all this hard work and somebody is offering you a way to take care of you and your family and friends, and you really don't know. You really don't want to let them down, let alone let yourself down, and just feel like your hard work is going to go to waste. And like you feel like you're starting at ground zero again. But that decision propelled Master P to greater heights because he made a decision to not take that money, to take an ownership type approach to it. And that's how we have to look at things, family, as a owner and not a consumer, or I should say a producer and not a consumer all the time. Yes, you should listen to people and podcasts and videos, because I listen to it, but I listen to it with the intent to really hopefully learn and take something away from it, not an intent just to be doing something to be doing something. And if I ever had a chance to talk to Master P, I would ask him, who taught you that to walk away from, who told you to walk away from that deal? Who gave you the insight to walk away from that deal? How did you know that to trust yourself, to bet on yourself, that you will be able to excel without that $1 million? Like what gave you that energy? What gave you that drive to say, wow, I don't need your money. I can do this. So family, when you're thinking about creating or producing anything, think about ownership. Think about growth. Think about mindset. Your mindset is going to be the key, and most of all, belief, of believing in yourself. So family, I hope this helps somebody. The masterpiece mindset is really one of those things where it really spoke volumes to me about trusting yourself. Even when people are trying to tell you to do something different, but you know what's right. You know that if you keep pushing, that things will work in your favor and work to your good. I'm your humble host, ED. Until next time, I'm out.